it is a disappointing turn of events, but let's review some history. On January 21, 1993, EPA Administrator nominee Carol Browner, under Democrat President Bill Clinton, was confirmed by the Senate. This is one day after he took office. On January 30, 2001, EPA Administrator nominee Christy Todd Whitman, under Republican President George W. Bush, was confirmed by the full Senate. On January 22, 2009, EPA Administrator nominee Lisa Jackson, under Democrat President Barack Obama, was confirmed by the full Senate 2 days after he took office. Today is February 1st, and the minority has now obstructed even having a vote in committee on President Donald Trump's nominee, Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt. I hope this is not the new normal. We cannot afford for the EPA to go without an administrator for the foreseeable future. This will impact future EPA administrator nominees. These precedents for this delay will likely have long-term impacts after today's nominee has left office. This boycott not only affects the EPA, but it also prevents this committee from organizing. No one can complain that the Trump administration and its policies, if they sabotage the very formation of the committee that is supposed to conduct the oversight. There are a number of consequences to not having a fully functional EPA and a fully functional Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee. There are key issues for the EPA and the Senate EPW Committee that we could and should be working on, including Waters of the United States policy, Cold War legacy pollution cleanup, addressing brownfields, and ensuring implementation of the new TSCA legislation, to name a few. None of this is made better by this boycott. This amounts to nothing more than political theater at the expense of working on issues that we care about. The ranking member and the minority have complained about the nomination process. Let's set the record straight. Attorney General Pruitt has been through an extremely thorough and fair process. I'd like to read some quotes from the members of the minority who have praised the unprecedented hearing we had on the nominee while the hearing was occurring. The ranking member stated, quote, "I appreciate the way you've conducted this hearing today. I appreciate all the members coming and coming back again and again." My colleague from New Jersey stated, "First of all, to you, sir, this is my first time going through nomination hearings. You have been very generous with the way you have been conducting these hearings. I think it's important," he said, "that we note that, and I appreciate the number of rounds that you are doing." My colleague from Rhode Island stated, "I think that you have been fair." These members are correct. The hearing was fair. It was historic in its length of time for member questions of the nominee. Let's be clear. Attorney General Pruitt has answered more questions than any past EPA administrator nominee in recent memory. He answered a total of more than 1,200 questions. He answered over 1,000 more questions than the EPA administrator nominees for the incoming Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations. The letter that the ranking member sent me, dated January 30th, highlighted what he believed were a lack of substantive answers from the nominee. To that, I would quote my colleague from Rhode Island in 2013 when he stated during the McCarthy nomination business meeting that, quote, "It is not the minority's right to get nominees to agree with them in advance." The minority may not like all of Attorney General Pruitt's answers, but he's given them answers. Ranking Member Carper made a prescient prediction during the first nomination business meeting for Gina McCarthy in 2013 when he said, quote, "Someday there will be a Republican president." He said, "Someday the Republicans are going to be in the majority in the Senate." He said, "And that Republican president is going to have his or her cabinet in place." He said, "I think you can nominate a governor or president nominates good people, honest people, hardworking people. They ought to get at least a vote." He continued by saying, "They ought to get a vote, and I think they ought to get our support." Well, Mr. Pruitt ought to get at least a vote. He ought to get a vote. He ought to get our support.